Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for September 22, 2024 is based on Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 11. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and this is the seventh sermon in our Level Up Discipleship Edition sermon series. The sermon is entitled, Pray. Our second reading, it comes from Matthew in the seventh chapter. Ask, and it will be given you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you, if your child asks for bread, will give a stone? Or if the child asks for a fish, will give a snake? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ, who taught us how to pray and hears our prayers. Amen. Well, we have 2 weeks, this Sunday and next Sunday, remaining in our sermon series that we're doing. Based on discipleship, which is the practice of growing as disciples. The series is called Level Up, as you see in the graphic there, and we're exploring seven different practices that will help us grow in discipleship. Today, we take a look at the practice of pray or prayer. I'm going to start off by asking you to turn to someone nearby and answer this question. Why do you pray? Now, there's no right or wrong answers, so feel free to be as open and honest and vulnerable with the people that you share with. But right now, I want you to take just a couple of minutes to turn to someone nearby and share your answer to the question, why do you pray? Oh, Lord, hear my prayer. Oh, Lord, hear my prayer. When I call, answer me. O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, hear my prayer. Come and listen to me. Why do you pray? Why does the person you talked to today pray? Did you find similarities, differences? Some of the reasons that I heard online this week when I posed the question, people said things like, I pray to change things, to have a conversation with God, to ask for something that I may need in my life, like comfort, grace, hope, or strength, to thank God for something, to relieve myself of intrusive thoughts, to check in with the divine. Prayer is most definitely a conversation with God, but it is also so much more. The Bible study, Living Faith in Daily Life, explains it this way. Prayer is one way a disciple participates in a relationship with God. Prayer can be private or public, ritualized or conversational, silent or loud, spoken or sung, words or actions, simple or profound. It's through prayer that God's will is discerned and greater clarity is gained for our journey in life. So what does discerning God's will, what God might want for us, what does that look like? Well, we look at our passage today from Matthew chapter 7. This passage has the possibility of being greatly misinterpreted. I have heard people who have used these verses to what they call name it and claim it. That if you pray hard enough, God will give you the monetary riches and the cultural success that you desire. That's not what this passage is claiming. God is not a genie that gives us our every desire if we only ask in the right way or with the right combination of words. Rather, in this passage, Jesus is telling us that God's good gifts are always there for us if we seek and ask and knock. The grace, love, and forgiveness of God, as well as the wisdom of God, these great good gifts are always being offered to us. And prayer is one of the ways that we can align our hearts to God in order to become aware of and live into those good gifts that God is always giving us. Martin Luther talks about it like this in his small catechism, in his commentary on the Lord's Prayer. For the petition of the prayer that says, "Thy will be done on earth as in heaven," Luther says, "In fact, God's good and gracious will comes about without our prayer. But we ask in this prayer that it may also come about in and among us." So if, as Luther said, God is going to do what God is going to do, even without our prayers, then the one who is being changed when we pray is us. And that's a good thing. It shifts our thinking of prayer as a way to mold God into our needs, into something different. A prayer as a practice that focuses on us being shaped by God. To go along with our video game metaphors that we're doing in this series, I liken it to when you use a map in your favorite video game. There have been times over the last couple of weeks while I've been playing World of Warcraft that I get sidetracked from my main mission. I start running around all over the continent within the game and doing side quests and exploring new areas. But it eventually gets to the point where what I'm doing has taken me away from what I was intended to do. Luckily, in that game, I have a map, which shows me where I am supposed to be and how to get there. Without the map, I would wander aimlessly and not be very productive in advancing myself or my mission. And prayer can act as that kind of map for us. When we turn to God in prayer, we are asking God to remind us where we are, where we need to be, and how do we get there. We're asking God to put us on the right path to work towards our mission in this life. We're realigning ourselves to God's will for us. Sometimes, though, we just don't know how to use the map. The biggest frustration I hear people say in regards to prayer is that they don't know what to say when they pray. There are many different ways to pray, and you can also find many different formulas for constructing a prayer. But an easy one that I will commend to you today is ACTS. A-C-T-S. Each letter standing for a different type of prayer that you could say. A stands for adoration. These are prayers that praise and honor God. Often when we start our prayers, we start with that adoration. God, you are so good. God, you are my rock. God of grace and love. It is acknowledging the goodness of God and praising God for that. The letter C, confession. These are prayers that say things like, "I'm sorry," or that acknowledge our sin or the ways that we've harmed others. And they can also say, "God, I'm at my wit's end. I can't do this on my own anymore." T, prayers of thanksgiving. These are prayers that give thanks to God, that count our blessings, and it allows us to have God's perspective shape our lives into acknowledging God's abundance in the ways that God gifts us with so many good gifts. The last one is S, supplications. These are prayers that we ask for something, whether it's in our lives or asking for things on behalf of others or other situations. Often our prayers of the people that we do later in the service are prayers of supplication, praying for others and for situations around the world. A-C-T-S. The next time you're stumped for words to pray, consider about thinking of these acts. Praying prayers of adoration or confession, thanksgiving or supplication. You could pray all four of those in one prayer or just select one and focus on that. And what are some other ways that we could level up in our practice of prayer this week and beyond? Well, this is normally where I would suggest that you join a ministry team here at our congregation that is centered around these practices and specifically this practice of prayer, but we don't really have a ministry team that is solely focused on prayer. That kind of permeates through all of our ministry teams. And the only ministry team that's left that doesn't have a direct correlation to one of these practices is our property team. So you think, Corey, how are you going to match property with prayer? Well, I encourage you, if you want to try a new way of aligning yourself to God and of prayer and a new way of praying, I invite you to join the property team where you can dig your hands into God's good earth and connect with God in a new way through action and through silence and through contemplation and prayer. Maybe when you're frustrated this week, say a prayer. How about when you're overjoyed this week? Say a prayer. Maybe you schedule a moment during your day to check in with God. Maybe you can find places or items or symbols that help you focus in your prayer. Did you know that Lutherans have something called Lutheran prayer beads? They're almost kind of like a rosary in the Catholic Church, but it's different. It's Lutheran prayer beads. I encourage you to Google that. Spend some time in silence this week. Experience new ways of prayer through singing, art, nature, movement. Try writing out your prayers. You can use the monthly prayer ventures produced by the ELCA. They are included in your bulletin this week. But every month, the larger church denomination puts these prayers out, a prayer for every day of the month. And these are the ones for you to have for October. But as you pray, ask for God to mold your heart to God's loving will. Because prayer allows God to change us into the people God wants us to be. Those who praise and trust God. We pray not because God is there to grant our wishes or to do exactly what we want or as a way to offer platitudes in times of tragedy. We pray because we want to see what God is doing in the world. We pray because we want to join with God and with others in living out God's love. We pray because we want to be involved in how God works in people's lives. We pray because we want God to be the center of our lives rather than ourselves. We pray that God's will be done on earth and in our hearts as in heaven. O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, hear my prayer. When I call, answer me. O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, hear my prayer. Come and listen to me. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.